From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Hurricane Irma has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of the Straits of Florida, bringing its wind and rain to bear on the Florida Keys. It is now a Category 4 storm. Irma's nearly 210 kilometer per wind or per hour winds and associated storm surges are expected to bring devastation to parts of the state that have not seen a major hurricane in a century. Irma is expected to make landfall and has made landfall this morning across the Florida Keys. But in Miami, where they wait for it to hit, VOA's Hassel Tobias is there.
Right now in Miami downtown, we can see how the water is racing. So, yes, we can see now, and I can perceive that from here. It's not a lot, but you can see how the streets are starting to fill out with water.
And Florida Governor Rick Scott.
This is a deadly storm, and our state has never seen anything like it. Millions of Floridians will see major hurricane impacts with deadly storm surge and life-threatening winds.
U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the American people about the storm. He cited the expected impact of Hurricane Irma, and which comes on the heels of Hurricane Harvey's destruction in Texas just 2 weeks ago. Mr. Trump said he would ask the Republican-controlled Congress to speed up efforts to overhaul the U.S. tax code. North Korea marked the 69th anniversary of its founding Saturday, with typical ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. South Korean government said it was closely monitoring activity Saturday. This is VOA News. YouTube, citing violation of community guidelines, removed the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. The video-sharing website did not immediately respond to requests about why the channel had been removed Friday. Revenue generated from advertising on the account, however, may have violated U.S. trade sanctions, resulting in the suspension, according to media reports. Pope Francis continued his trip around Colombia Saturday in the city of Medellin, where he held a mass with an expected attendance of as many as 1 million people. Francis's trip hit a slight snag Saturday morning as heavy rains forced him to alter his travel arrangements into the city. He originally was scheduled to take a helicopter from the airport to the Mass, but opted instead to drive out of the Andes, which slightly delayed the Mass. For the first time in more than 30 years, thousands of residents and fans watched a nighttime football match in Mogadishu, a capital city often described as the world's most dangerous. Thousands of fans enjoyed the event at Kunis Stadium, which recently was renovated by the international soccer organization FIFA. Although the match, the final of a citywide club tournament for 16 to 18-year-olds, took place under tight security. It was historic for the city, which has dealt with terrorist suicide bombings, anarchy, and death. Rohingya insurgents in Myanmar have called for a month-long ceasefire starting Sunday in order to allow humanitarian aid to reach those affected by the conflict. The Dalai Lama, a Buddhist, spoke about the plight of the Rohingya, and fighters from the American Rohingya Salvation Army, or ARSA, as they call themselves, launched an attack on dozens of police posts and an army base late last month, leading to the displacement of more than 300,000 people. In a statement on Saturday, they said that they encouraged aid groups to resume their humanitarian efforts to assist all the victims of the humanitarian crisis, and also irrespective of ethnic or religious background during the ceasefire period. And again, YouTube is citing violation of community guidelines to remove the state-run North Korea propaganda channel from its website. And North Korea marking its 69th anniversary, finding the Saturday with typical ceremonies and fanfare. Earlier in the week, South Korea had said that it had seen signs of preparations for another missile test with the South Korean prime minister. By Saturday evening, however, no test had been detected. North Korea has had a history of using its military technology to mark significant holidays. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.